Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah. Let's get into the tea.
Yeah, let's get into it. I'm forgetting the lines.
You already know the vibes. How many times we gotta do this for her to forget, right?
Okay. I forgot one time. Damn, what's wrong with the shade? Nah. I be saying I'm the hater, but he's the real hater. Like, can I make a mistake at least one time?
Sweetheart, if we run back, for those who really tune in and listen, y'all know she always messing up the introduction. It's an introduction. How you mess up your own intro that we both made together?
No, technically you made it, and you didn't let me make any adjustments to it. So I'm living in your world.
Let's get into the tea. It's your word.
I just have one line, this whole introduction. You made up the whole introduction.
Assalamu alaikum to the sisters is your word.
Guys, I have one word in this. I have one line in this intro.
Please. As you can see, season 2 is going to be nothing but heat out here. Now let me stop. But alhamdulillah,
we're back. Welcome back for season two.
You know, inshallah, many more seasons also. But, you know, this is the start of season 2. And inshallah, we're trying to do bigger and better things for this season. You hear me?
We got a lot in store, so stay tuned.
Yeah, very excited for...
So, but what does the season consist of? What is it about?
You know, we wanted mainly this season to focus on marriage, you know, and learning about marriage and different types of marriage in a sense,
right? And also about kind of in some episodes we dive into raising kids too.
Yeah
But we have a lot of guests. What is it? Guests.
We're bringing in people from the community, you know. Obviously, hopefully, you know, we got more interviews to happen, but for now, some of our peoples that, you know, from some things that interest the fans, like they wanted to understand how it is. You know, we could give our opinion, but we're not the ones going through it.
Right.
So we went to people that went through the processes, like, for example,
different processes than us.
Yeah, different types of marriages that they went through, or process that they went through.
And we thought it was very helpful. Like every person that we interviewed. We see a different side. Like, we learned something new, and we just want to say thank you so much. If you were a guest in season 2, we appreciate you so much. May Allah bless your marriage. May Allah bless anything that you put your hands on, put barakah into it.
Amina.
And yeah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
So let's start off this episode. We just wanted to, you know, give a little intro, a little starter piece, you know.
This is
the first episode. It's just a little taste of what's in the season.
Talk that talk, sweetheart.
But alhamdulillah. So, babe, growing up, what type of marriages were you surrounded by?
Alhamdulillah. You know, obviously, as we all know how...
We don't all know. Everybody. You always say that as we all know. We all don't know, actually.
Okay.
Like, we're going to cut the fake stuff out this season, okay, brother? You don't know how
to... She's trying to be tough.
She's trying to come up on here and sound like a whole professor. Sweetheart. Like, please.
Sweetheart, where was the words I've been telling you all this year?
What?
2025 is a different year, okay, man. Don't play that loud, fam. You get what I mean? Talk about... She's trying to talk hot, all right? But, yes, as we all know, y'all know what I'm saying, okay? For the fans out there, y'all understand... A lot of us. How about that? That sounds better? You like that word?
Or just say you, bro. I just asked you a question. Why are you speaking for
everybody? Yes, ma'am.
Else?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, but
2025, a different binta.
2025, a different binta too? Okay, bro.
I ain't taking it.
I guess we all different out here, bro. We all, like, what some of us have seen, we mainly don't see, like, our parents, you know, being affectionate or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
This is a podcast. Can you please go stuff like that? Like, be, you know, elaborate.
Affectionate is elaboration.
Is that the only thing you not?
Yeah, you never even see your parents hugging or anything like that.
No, but I'm saying, like, what else? If you guys hear our son Mohammed, he's a guest star. He's a
Yeah, he's starting season two for us. You see, yeah, y'all gonna hear a lot about that kid because this kid is always trying to talk now. I don't know what he's saying, but we gonna understand him, you know, inshallah in the future. But yeah, what I mean by affectionate or stuff like that is like you feel like, no offense, they're married, but you don't see emotion involved in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that's his wife or that's her husband, but it's like they just married.
Right, right, right.
If that makes any sense.
Like, you don't see them hug, hold hands, joke around. I mean, joke around maybe.
Yeah, here and there sometimes. But, like, funny thing is, it's funny because one time, you know, while I was in Africa, one of my friends, you know, who was here, he know my parents. So he was like, yo, Biaki, what's up with you, bro? Yeah, you know, we miss you, yada, yada, yada. But, yo, you know, it's crazy. I seen your parents today. I was like, oh, that's what's up. Cool, cool. I'm like, duh, you going to see my parents? Y'all live in the same damn building, right? But he was like, yeah, you know, I seen your dad, like, have his arm around your mom's shoulder, and they was walking in the street. Bro, I was confused.
Are you sure that's my parents?
I said, brother, I think you seen two other people. You didn't see my parents. He said, nah, you know, because my dad, every time he sees him, for some reason, because his uncle took us to a baseball game, that was years ago. Till this day, my dad always mentions the kid and say, I'm going to give him this gift. I mean, he already gave him like 45 gifts already. Like, you know what I'm saying? He always want to, like, yo, I got to give him this. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember one time. Sorry, I know I'm getting off topic, but it's just it's because of my father, right? So, one time, you know, when they coming from Africa, there's an outfit. Well, a lot of our parents, I don't know if every parent has it, but there's like some outfit that they wear. Bro, it look tacky. Like, real, real tacky. So, my dad, because he didn't see it in years. So, one day he was going through his luggage and stuff, and then he seen that outfit that he wore coming from Africa to here, which was like 30 years ago, right? It was still good because he only wore it once. And then he went like this, Biagi, come here. I said, yeah. He said, yo, go get this. My friend's name is Melvin. He said, yo, go give this outfit to Melvin. So, as he said, yo, go give this outfit to Melvin, I'm like, bro, I said, Pops, what is that? He was like, this is a fit that I wore when I was coming from Africa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, nah. And then he said, okay, if you don't want to give it to him, I'm going to go give it to your mom to tell her to give it to him. Like, that was going to make anything better. My mom was like, if you give that to me right now, I'm throwing it away, bro. He was, you know, and then he wore it to Juma that next Friday. Like, you know, talking about, oh, you see, it's a good fit. But yeah, you know.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Oh, love my dad.
Alhamdulillah. So, back on the topic.
Yeah. If for those of you who are new to our podcast, you will a lot of the times realize that Munson can be getting off topic sometimes. I apologize beforehand, but yes, yeah, sometimes once a story comes to my head, because Munson is a storyteller, I got to let you know.
Child, anyway, so you said that you didn't see your parents hugging and stuff like that. So growing up, what did that make you think? Like, okay, my marriage, I want to.
You
want to keep it the same?
Nah, you know, as
I'm saying, even not as a kid, like even as a kid too, but like as you grew up older.
Okay, but I want to just say growing up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start from there and then tell you what changed the process.
Okay, Biaki.
So, Biaki. Uh oh, I'm in trouble. But what's it called? So like, you know, as a kid, you don't really look at those as things. You know what I'm saying? It's not something deep.
All right, you're conscious of. You just living life to like living day to day.
Yeah, because like literally all you care about is like how they are to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, we have one family friend. Well, he's kind of like our cousin. So he like, I remember one time we was graduating from, what grade was it? Like fifth grade or something like that? So his mom came to the graduation, right? And then, yo, I see his mom hugging him and kissing him. And they African, too. So I see his mom hugging him and kissing him. And my boy is out here like, mom, it's like, stop, stop. I'm looking at him like, brother, if only you knew. That's what I wish my mom was doing. My mom is just standing there, not doing a dance, and just looking pretty much and just pretty much patting me on my back like, good, good, good. That's it. But, you know, I guess that's how they grew up. So we can't blame them on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How was it growing up for you? Because I'm going to get to my part of how it transitioned. But
I mean, growing up, yeah, I didn't really see my parents be affectionate. I seen them joke around a lot. And like, there was this one situation. They was going to immigration.
Oh.
And I guess they were saying some dual or something. And I think my dad gave my mom a kiss on the forehead.
What?
But I just act like I didn't see that joint. I'm not used to it. So I'm like, what y'all doing?
But deep down, you was excited about that. Like,
I didn't really care, to be honest.
Really?
All right, let's go, guys. Y'all doing the most. But you know, it's immigration. They will not play.
Yeah.
Like, but that was pretty the only time.
You're right. A lot of time when it's this, because you're right, because the immigrant, I mean, he didn't kiss her on forehead, but I seen him hold her hand.
Yeah, they got to act like they are husband and wife, but they gotta act show it. Times,
right? Yeah, facts. They're going to be like, oh, y'all show y'all husband and wife? Y'all don't even hug or anything like
that's
that?
That's pretty much the only time. And I grew up for a while as the only child.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's pretty much what I seen. But I didn't really take much into it. I thought that was the norm, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you grow up, then you kind of see, oh, people do other stuff.
Not even when you grow up. When you go to, no offense, DiCaprio people's houses and you see how the mom and dad
are. I ain't
are.
Go there.
Oh, you was not going to their houses? I mean,
I'm just saying, like, when you see people outside, you know?
I'm not to hear, because y'all grew up, like, around a lot of Africans.
Yeah.
Whereas in us, there was not a lot of Africans right. in our area, so we grew up around
right.
the
And
Americans.
Maybe the people that I hanged out with were also from the same area I was. So, you know, I'm seeing the same thing. No love, affection 24/7.
Yeah, but I know, like I said, I used to see them hugging, kissing, and I'm looking at them like, yo, why do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
But I never asked my mom or my dad that.
Right, yeah, me neither. It was like, okay, this is probably normal.
No, because if you ever ask them that, you get a slap across the head.
Ask them what?
Mom, why you don't kiss dad?
Not kiss dad, but like,
that's what I would have said as a kid. Me being me. Straight up, mom, why you don't kiss dad? Nah, that's crazy. But, you know, it was normal, like you said. It was something that I knew wasn't, I thought that was just an African thing. Like, Africans don't do that. And I found, like, Americans do that, but Africans just don't,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah, but, so, that's yours? That's mm-hmm. your story of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me, so now, like I said, my situation, when I grew up a little bit and they sent me to Africa is when my mindset changed.
Really? You see more affection there?
No. Oh. Yeah, I mean, my ustaz, to be honest, yeah, he's affectionate with his wife.
Oh, really? Like how?
Like, you'll see him, because, you know, he's like my grandfather. You'll see him.
Everybody's your grandfather.
No, I'm telling you, the owner of the
Allah. He ain't your grandfather, bro. Is he your direct grandfather? Yes or no? Answer the question.
Yes.
No, he's not. He's not your dad's dad. He's not your mom's.
You know how the culture is.
Let me tell you one thing about Biagi. Everybody has uncle, cousin, grandfather, stepmother, like, bro.
Yes, Africans, we are all related.
Nah, I don't. I think we're okay. We're all related, but at the same time. I don't think everybody's your grandfather. Like, literally, it's five people in the United States of America that's his grandfather. Every time we see him, oh, that's my grandfather. That boy, please. We get so tight.
Because
you're not about to introduce all these people to my son saying grandfather, and you're confusing me. Imagine him.
Oh, but he's not even ready. The amount of people he's going to call grandfather is going to be ridiculous. You get what I mean? But anyways, back to where I was going.
You're saying your ustaz.
Yeah, so he, like, I've seen him, like, you know, he'll sit down in his little bench area. And sometimes his wife will come massage his feet.
What?
Yeah, he was living like
Is that affectionate or is that king behavior?
No. Affectionate, like that's.
But what was he doing?
Babe, sometimes you'll see him like they be chatting, laughing. You know, you see. I'm not like he. I seen him doing it.
But can I say something?
Yes.
A lot of the time, what I've seen in Sonika culture is the woman is affectionate. What did your ustaz
do? We didn't even see our moms doing anything like that.
But I'm saying if there was a role, like it was mainly like the woman being affectionate. I want to know, like, what did your ustaz do to show his affection?
Okay, from what I've seen,
it just sounds like they're loving on him. Loving back.
What do you mean, babe? But okay,
but what did you see? Tell me, what did he do?
So let me think. That you just brought a challenge right there, Lisa. I ain't gonna lie,
that's the problem. The woman is the more affectionate one.
Not even that, I just remember that moment. And because, like,
massaging the feet.
Yeah, she was like massaging like his leg and his thigh, and they were just smiling, chatting. Like it, okay. You could see love.
Okay,
pretty much is what I was sense. Trying to say. My thing was, you could see the love between them.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So you didn't see the love between your parents?
Huh? Don't put more words in my mouth, sweetheart. You're not about to put me on the spot like that.
But like, okay, you said you seen the love between them, but you didn't see that between your parents?
Okay, like I said, we don't see affection and stuff like that. I never heard them say I love you to each other or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He would say like the Arabic words, Habibi, stuff like that. Habibi.
Oh, you gotta get down like that?
Not my dad.
My dad
doesn't know Arabic like that. Why are you trying to?
Oh, your ustaz.
My ustaz. So you know, since we know these words, obviously, since I was in boarding school learning Arabic a little bit, you know that means like it's like a nice nickname. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives a nice nickname. Like you could, like I said, I honestly could see like he loves his wives.
Mm. How many wives does he have?
Oh damn! I just said wives, but yeah, most of them got three, but. He's doing it correctly, in my eyes. From what I've seen.
And I love that since marriage.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's from him is what, like, I started noticing. Oh, wow. So Africans do this. Just mm-hmm. not our parents. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, and then, you know, it comes with the deen, learning the religion. And then you start learning about the religion, how the prophet was. And it's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So, being a Muslim, you're supposed to be affectionate to your wife. Not, right. not like public display, like, for the whole world to see. Mm-hmm. But at least in your house. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why when I see you, I try to give you a hug in front of Bob. Just give him that mentality. Just, you know, don't laugh at me. She's laughing because she knows what she does.
Okay, now you're growing up, you're seeing this. So now what? Okay, ask me the question. This is the problem with the podcast. I'm the one also interviewing Biagi. Biagi's never asked me.
Okay, people, this is the problem with the wife right here. If you rewind, just rewind a little bit, you'll hear me say, babe, is that the end of your story?
Because I, you know why? Because I went quiet. You looked at me like,
yeah, I said, are you done?
To say something?
Pretty much, are you done? And you
okay,
had
but now me. You got to ask me this question in return.
Okay, so, babe, I literally, it's the same question. It's
no,
just a
I didn't. Exactly. Ask me the continuum. I didn't go up to where. My me growing up. Yeah, I'm so serious asking the question.
Okay, babe. So how about you? When did it transition for you?
It didn't really actually transition for me.
This is why I didn't ask.
I swear by Allah that I did not transition for me. I didn't literally like I see on films and stuff like the lovey dovey stuff. But until even after I got married, like I remember when we first got married, me showing affection was such a hard thing for me to do.
Yeah, it definitely was.
I mean, yeah, I always like inspired. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna have this relationship like my parents or you know my aunts and stuff. But it's hard to do it for me.
Yeah,
and it's like a lot. Like being the first daughter, you have to be tough.
Yeah,
like you gotta be tough because you're basically taking care of your whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from immigrant parents, like. Our parents know how to read and write. So you got to go stand in front of immigration and speak, you know? Yeah. So all these type of forms for them. So my character is to be tough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
you
know
got a tough
to,
exterior.
Exactly. I don't know how to be lovey-dovey. I don't know how to be vulnerable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so getting married allowed me to identify those things, you know? But, you know, over the time that we've been married, I've definitely tried to be more intentional with I'm trying to be affectionate.
No, you're doing good. You're affectionate now. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
But it's so funny because, sorry, like I said, like, a lot of times you'll see the woman being more affectionate. But in our case, it was, you're just so affectionate. I don't know where you got this affectionate.
Because like I said, my thingy was always learn how the prophet was.
Mm-hmm.
How was he? He was affectionate to his wife. So I'm like, okay, that's how I want to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what made it like me like that in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going back to, like I said, that's why I didn't ask her the question. Because she didn't have no.
Stop that. You didn't even, what if I said something?
She said, ask me all of that for what? Just to say, yeah, nothing changed for me.
Alhamdulillah, like, I think we try to make an effort not to show our son that, like, you know, be vulnerable, you know, it's okay to laugh. Even, like, sometimes when we go to your mom's house,
yeah,
and we'll be joking, and, like, I'm just, like, I'm a very, like, physical person. Like, if you're joking, I'm laughing so hard at your joke, I'm going, like, shove you or, you know, hit you.
Don't shove my mama now.
When I'm laughing with your mama, I'd be like,
smacking my mama in the back.
And I know, especially when I do it to you, she'd be looking at me like, this girl is crazy.
Nah, they like that because... Like we know that that's not something that they're youths even seeing themselves. So I feel like a lot of them, it's something that, especially the moms, not the dads. I don't think the dads really care.
Right.
But I feel like the moms, because you see how your mom always says she loves how our relationship is. I feel like it's because that's what they wanted for themselves. But obviously, they know the type of men that our fathers are. Like, that's not how it is in the culture, in their mind. You know, culture-wise, not religion-wise, but culture-wise. So they understood that. But when they see it, it's like they seeing it through their, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to say it in English. Through their, like, lens? Is it something like that? You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know if y'all understand what I'm trying to say, but like.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, it's like they see that loving thingy through us pretty much.
Yeah.
So it makes them happy because they see that. Like, okay, we can have that, but this is what we wanted for our kids, or this is what we wanted.
As long as they got it, we happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's that. It's more important because you always want your kid to have better than you. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Like, I don't mind seeing Ba and his wife fighting.
What are we talking about?
Like, see them doing WWE wrestling each other.
Are you serious?
I'm just chatting.
Oh.
Now I look at Ba like, Ba, are you okay? That's not what you do with your wife. But if that's that could be a thing, you know, like that might, you never know. That might be how they show their affection. Like, they probably play fight, not in serious, nothing to hurt the woman or hurt him. But like, that could be there. Although I wouldn't say that's the best way.
I mean, we play fight
way.
Too. So, but
nah, I don't play fight with you.
What is it? I'm playing fight with myself.
I get beat up. That's what it is. Now let me stop.
Please don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm this way.
Don't do that. Cause now you feel like you sound kind of like the Hawk or something like that.
Nah, just messing. You know the vibes. But I mean, yeah, you see, exactly. So stuff like that. It's also love. Yeah. You know, it's fun.
And affection is not only about like
making out or stuff like
lovey
that.
Lovey dovey stuff. You know, just play games with each other, laugh with each other, you
chat
know?
With each other, talk right, with each exactly. other. That's all affection.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, you wouldn't really, well, I don't know about your household, but our household, no, matter of fact, some moments you'll see my dad and my mom and them chatting. You know what I'm saying? Now it's better. I'm going to be honest. Like, now I see them chatting a little bit more.
Oh, really?
Before. Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, because kids, when kids get older, you have more time for that.
Yeah, so now you see them chatting sometimes and joking. Even when I go, like, I don't know why, I just love trolling my dad. Nowadays, it's just, it became a random habit that I just started doing. Like, he'll tell me he wants me to do something like this, and I'll just start trolling him. And my mom just be dying of laughter. And then my dad be looking at her like, why are you laughing? So, and that become a whole funny situation. You got what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, like, don't come to me. It's him. Don't. I ain't do nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now I can see, like, at least they have some type of playfulness. And I like that. Like, I like seeing it.
Right. So, so a reflection on our marriage. Do you feel like you've done exceptionally well in showing affection?
Girl, I am Mr. Affectionate. Mr. Romantic things. You mean you get what I mean?
Right,
when they say romantic, the romantic man, them get they talking about me. You got what I'm saying?
Action, bro.
Mr. Romantic. Yes. Now I feel like I'm affectionate for sure. Like I said, I try my best.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm affectionate, but obviously I also gotta understand that if it wasn't something you was comfortable with, I gotta learn how to dial it down.
Right, right. Or, you know, eventually it will get there.
It'll get there.
Just
don't
give up. If you have like a partner that's not as affectionate, just know it will get there. Just keep trying. Don't give up on them.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. You just, the more love comes, the more, you know, affection comes. You know what I'm saying? That's advice, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because obviously, me being a person who is affectionate or whatnot, at first it was a little struggle, nothing crazy, but. Also, I understand. Okay, that's probably not her personality.
I'm the type of person, I just don't like to be touched 24/7. The Biagi's the type of, he always wanna
hug you.
Yeah, to give me a hug. Like, yep. I just need a, can I breathe hugs. For a second? Can I breathe?
You are breathing. I'm not cutting you, I'm not choking you.
But I feel like that.
I'm just hugging you, sweetheart. Not choke. My arm is around your back, not around your neck.
You're so corny on that. Like, y'all gotta see this. I don't know who he think he would say this, but you actually mad corny.
Nah, you know the vibes, babe. I love you though. But yeah. So that's it pretty much. That's like how we see marriage growing up, you right. know.
But you know, through the interviews that you guys will see in the coming episodes. It will shock you. Like, you hear different sides, you know, of what people see, what people been through, how they want to raise their families, the things that they want to do better, and, you know, the things that they try to stay away from.
And, like, you know, how they got married, how they found each other. We're trying to dive in, understand other people's relationship without going too deep in, because, you know, there's some things that's personal.
Right.
You can't put it in the system, but, like, you know, the surface level things, but also depth. It's depth to it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really enjoyed the interviews that we had, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully the interviews to come. But for the ones that we did speak with, they actually helped me with some stuff, like realize things that I didn't know I was missing. You know, so that's the thing. You always get, like, no matter how much you think you're perfect in your marriage, when you hear another person's story, how their life is and how they got married, or you start viewing it, oh, wow, damn. Okay, I didn't have to go through all of this.
Right. You know, or you think, like, okay, wow, I can actually do better.
Better, yeah. Oh, wow. You start looking at things a little bit different, which is why we really can't wait for you guys to, you know, see the next episodes, inshallah.
Right, but before we end this episode, we are now available on YouTube. So join us there, listen to us there.
Yeah.
Comment on some of the videos that you listen to about what you think, some thoughts, some ideas, some tips.
Main thing is what? Subscribe.
Subscribe, like, comment, and share with your friends and family.
Yes, and let the world know that BNB Edition is outside. No, you see, no, it's not taking over. We're not outside.
We're inside.
We're outside.
About to take over.
Okay, take over what? The podcast industry?
Yes.
You heard it here from Miss Binta. You hear me? But till the next episode, inshallah, this was just the introduction, you know, so we got to keep it short and sweet. But inshallah, the coming episodes, y'all going to get tired of us.
Right.
In a good way, you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
With that being said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Till the next episode, inshallah.
Peace.